With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Middleton, maybe. Mann, Edwards, Beverly, maybe. And Brandon Miller are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. We're talking DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. And the best thing that you could do right now on the MLB DFS side is sign up via Stochastic. Today is the final day for our MLB package promo. The promo code is Dinger. 30% off anything you get on the MLB side at stochastic.com. Lineup generator, weekly packages, monthly packages, sims, projections, ownership, top stacks, top pitchers, Discord, all of this stuff. Depending on which package you choose, you will get it. And you can do it for a week or a month. 30% off. You got to click the link in the description to sign up. But it all goes away today. If you don't use it today, you'll lose it. First up at number five for me is Corey Kispert. Small forward, power forward, eligible. 5,900. Projected for 32. The goal's 39. He's in the winning lineup 24% of the time. Very shorthanded Wizards team. Don't know if Kyle Kuzma is going to be here or not. They lost Marvin Bagley last night. I'm assuming he doesn't play today. Kispert's going to be in and around 0.85 fantasy points per minute. Big dogs against the Lakers, but 19 points, 4 boards, 2.5 assists, and a stock for Kispert. As long as Kuzma is out, this one feels awesome. Speaking of Wizards, Jordan Poole in at number 4, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,300, projected 41, goal 46, winning lineup 24% of the time. I went 33 minutes. He's a 1.25 fantasy point per minute guy because this is a pace-up spot against the Lakers. 24 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, plus a stock and a half. As long as Kuzma's out, same situation as Kispert, Jordan Poole is going to take every single shot he wants. Mikal Bridges in at number 3. Can't beat this matchup against the Pacers. Giant pace-up spot, and they're not a very good defense. He's shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 7K. Projected for 37. The goal is 45. He's in the winning lineup 25% of the time. I went 36 minutes. He's a fantasy point per minute. 21 points. Just shy of 5 boards. Just shy of 4 assists. And a stock and a half. But anytime you can get guys against the Pacers, you kind of want to do it. Jabari Walker in at number 2 for the shorthanded Portland Trailblazers. Power forward center eligible, 4,900, projected for 28. The goal is 34. He's in the winning lineup 26% of the time. I went 33 minutes and he could easily play more because this is an actual competitive matchup against the Hornets. They're only 2-point underdogs. 12 points, 8 boards, an assist, and a stock for Walker. But he's playing massive minutes now. We don't have Jeremy Grant. We don't have Anthony Simons. We don't have multiple other guys for the Blazers. So it's kind of just Jabari Walker season. But my number one contender for today is Anthony Gill. Power forward center eligible, 3,400. Got the start yesterday for the Wizards, and I expect it to happen again today. He's projected 23. The goal's just 27. Winning lineup 42% of the time. Now, he's a 0.8 guy. It's not ideal. 9.5 points, 5 boards, 2.5 assists, a stock and a half. But the minutes are there. He played massive minutes yesterday. And if Bagley and Kuzma are out once again today, those minutes aren't going anywhere. They are very shorthanded. Maybe they get some of the G League guys back, and this doesn't look as good as it does right now. But until we know if those G League guys are playing, Anthony Gill is the best play on today's slate. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, April 3rd. FanDuel version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Sign up for MLB DFS using the promo code Dinger. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.